Hello, my name is Lowell. Pronouns he, him, and this is another session of Hearts of Boulin. Last time we did our character creation and our entanglement building, and we are taking up now with our characters kind of arriving at this town with some things outstanding for them, which we'll come back to. I will have everybody briefly reintroduce their characters just to remind us where we're at. This session is part of Open Hearth Gaming, which is an online community club for playing TTRPGs online. There's a link to what we're all about in the show notes. And I should mention this, we've just finally gotten everything set up so that all of the sessions are now being, for like the last year, are being spun out as audio podcasts. So if you don't particularly want to watch an AP video, we do have audio versions of all of those. I'll leave a link to that in the show notes. I know for some people it's much easier to process podcasts and to catch up with those things. So we'll have a link to that. But let's come to our characters. I'm going to briefly screen share and show everyone what Jose created. Last time. This is a. I'm going to get this button right. There we go. This is a Miro board. I've used Miro with Delta Green and with the Tomb Raider game. This is probably the loveliest of the Miro boards I've seen. We have our various characters. We have the entanglements that are plotted out, the connections between them here mapped out beautifully. I know even when I try to like hand draw these things, I get all the wires crossed. So, full props to Jose for pulling this all together. I'm going to stop the share. So last time, the four of you arrived in our estate, town, settlement. This is the meeting place in the valley that lies between our three mountains, between the sort of three groups who are present on those. And there's clearly some discussion going on, and you would have seen that there was some kind of covered, enormous thing out there with a number of people from the different mountain temples kind of standing guard outside of that. Now, you do know that part of the reason that people have gathered here is there are some tests and competitions for people to, join the various orders or to prove themselves and to go through that. And then there are cultivators, wandering cultivators who come here to share knowledge. Or people like Da Ming, who have been traveling, and this is an opportunity perhaps to converse with people that they know that they haven't seen in a while they've been on their travails, or maybe to make up for past mistakes, and to get themselves back in the good graces of their particular orders, as also in the case of Da Ming, there. So I think I'm going to start us out here with. Let's start with Heartless here. Heartless, you've seen this strange cage, you've seen these things going on. You've run into Chao, Da Ming, and Song. And you know that, for example, your associate, Ganfei, is supposed to be here. Of course, Moonsword Heart is also going to be here, probably with her assistant. So what do you want to do? Also change your name in the
Sorry.
video. I know you and I both do that. Always forget it.
Yes, so I do think that I would like to take the measure of this cage. So I think I'm going to take out my fan and sort of stroll leisurely around this cage and the people who are around it and see what I can figure out.
Okay, so that feels like your favorite move to roll and fail at,
Yes.
study.
That's my favorite. I'm the worst at it.
You are. I
It is
always like to
amazing.
start out a session with you rolling study.
I know. I don't want to talk about how many poor NPCs I have destroyed the lives of because of my study roles. Okay, so I suppose that if I'm going to study, curiosity seems like the thing, doesn't it?
Okay.
So that's a plus one.
It is.
Okay, so 2d6 plus one, rolling. Oh, it is seven. I don't completely fail. There
You
you
don't
go.
completely fail. So a
Yes.
seven is one hold
Right.
on that. Two hold, actually one hold, and you can spend that one for one for asking a question, learning a skill, revealing a detail. What do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I want to know what's in there, right?
Is that your question?
Yes.
There is a certainly a person who you can see seems to be in the kind of the meditative position. I mean, you can kind of make that out. There's definitely a person, a figure inside that cage, though exactly who or what they are, you can't tell through the coverings.
Really?
Does that sound like a fair answer?
Oh, it's the best answer. Something completely ambiguous.
Absolutely.
All right, I continue to circle.
Okay. Song Tian, I think your wind is kind of dancing around now, kind of generally, but you're also hearing all of the sounds of music and such there. You know, by the way, I just jumped right in. I was going to have you all introduce yourselves, but I just went going. So I'm just going to apologize for
It
that.
makes
But so
sense.
song what is your what is that you're drawn to here?
I think we initially see Song Tian by Heartless on down, as she examines the cage. But then he lifts his head as if he's hearing some music. And there's a string of the most ethereal flute music coming, and he recognizes it immediately as the music of Ganfei. And a big smile crosses his mouth. And he looks briefly at Heartless, who seems preoccupied with the cage.
Yes.
And he takes that moment to kind of fold into the crowd a bit and move in the direction of the flute music that he hears, looking over his shoulder to make sure Heartless doesn't follow him.
Yeah, and you will see Ganfei is there. There are a couple of other musicians. Ganfei is fairly young but quite skilled, and so there is that kind of a little bit of maybe pushing on him by the older musicians because he is so young and he's perhaps a prodigy, and there's a little bit of that kind of maybe bullying that's happening here. Very gentle, but it's still he's trying to maintain his poise in that.
And I can see that they're all kind of in this kind of circle around him, older men and women, kind of with a certain attitude of like testing the prodigy. And Ganfei hasn't seen Song Tian yet. So Song Tian, out of his eyesight behind him, sits down and pulls out his zither and begins playing a background like a descant to what Ganfei is putting out as a way of supporting him and bringing out the beauty of Ganfei's playing more.
So that feels like impress. There is a move for
Oh, there's a move for
performance.
that. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. let's see. I gotta choose an element, right?
Yes.
What makes sense here? Maybe Earth for focus and presence would be a plus one. Yeah, he's trying to support down. Yeah, that's as good as any. Let's give it a shot. I have the roller here, and that's a plus one. And I roll. Oh no. Now I fail. Yeah, it doesn't work. This is bad.
Oh, I think you sit and you begin to play, and I think you do play in harmony. But I think that these people who are surrounding will kind of turn and look, and they
Right.
clearly know who you are. And you they're about to say something like they're about to compliment your playing, but then there's a kind of a general like. They know that you're bad news.
Oh,
They know that there's rumors about this, and your appearance is not what they would expect from a professional musician. And I think there is that kind of crushing of expectations. So I want you to mark your element
no. Okay.
that you rolled with, and I think that they kind of tisk tisk with their teeth there as they turn and haughtily walk away, and Ganfei will kind of watch them go, and he will say, "I am very sorry."
No, my friend, it is me who is sorry. You were playing so beautifully for them, and I've ruined the moment.
And he kind of slides closer to you, and I think out of the corner of your eye. Here's the other part of the hard move is you see that Heartless has seen the two of you together. And we'll come back to that in just a moment. Chao Lu, Heartless kind of wanders off to circle this. And then you see Song take advantage of that and go over to play with Ganfei. You can kind of catch what's going on there. What's your
Yeah, we'll look over at Da Ming, and we're just gonna shake our head sadly and go, Heartless Dan Dan, always right off to business, and Song Tian always right off to trying to get it in to get romantic. Some things never change, do they?
And what do you want to do?
Well, if I'm aware of the attraction between Song Tian and Ganfei,
Yeah. I think it is a little palpable.
I certainly would love to mess with that, but it looks like it's already pretty messy, and so I don't think I actually need to do anything to further complicate that. We were hearing these rumors about Weir Tigers, if I remember correctly. And so I think what I want to do is I want to try and look around and see if there are any, amongst the cultivators, there've got to be like exorcists, or some kind of, we encountered monster hunters in the woods,
Right.
but they were amateurish.
Yeah.
They were silly. So I want to look for some professional monster hunters and see if there's I want to see if I can drum up like any more information on what Weir Tigers might be doing in the area, or have there been any confirmed sightings, and see if I can just, hit the ground
Absolutely.
there.
Let's have a study roll to kind of see who you can connect with, and we'll put somebody in place here.
Sure. You know, funny enough, curiosity does seem like the game here. And that's a minus one for me.
Okay.
But why not? So yeah, we'll roll with wood and just see where it takes me. Surprisingly, still a seven.
Still a seven, so you have one hold. I think you will catch up with this woman. Sort of short cropped hair as kind of the classic uniform of a monster hunter. Put her there. And let me grab a name for her. Grab a Baimon. Mess up the she will look at you and she will greet you and chat. Maybe in part because you do look a little more sophisticated. You look like a little more educated, well-dressed person. So you can tell that they are used to perhaps deferring to the nobles. And so they're very cautious in their language, and they'll say, "Where tigers? Is that what you're asking about?"
Well, it's just that's what the rumors are, and I myself am allergic to cats. So if there are weird tigers around, I just want to know about it so I can avoid them and maybe go someplace else where. My allergies won't get to me.
Well, I had heard that many of the were-tigers had died in the battle between Ageless Sin and the Ox Pilgrim Escort Bureau, that they were caught within that, used as their agents. But I have heard rumors of them around and about. The person you might want to speak with, actually, from what I have heard, is Unfettered Frost from Panther Mountain. As I understand it, some disciples of his order recently captured some were-tigers and have them imprisoned to cultivate their spirits so that the were-tigers can cultivate their spirits for the next 100 years and perhaps undo their sins.
Oh yes, of course.
But I definitely heard that at least one of the were-tigers that they were hunting got away.
Oh dear. That could be. I wonder if that's what those hunters to the west of here on the road in. I wonder if that's who they were looking for. They were setting up these very elaborate monster catching traps.
I know who you speak there. She'll stop and she'll say, "Someone has been teaching monster hunters around and about the place. Some, how do I say this without being offensive? Brute force techniques for forging the spirits. And that started kind of a rush for these folk to hunt down whatever they can from the lowest to the highest."
How foul. Some people will do anything to shortcut cultivation.
It's more to me that you shouldn't hunt down something that hasn't committed evil, she says. And she says that very seriously. Like you don't just hunt something down because they are what they are. You hunt them down because they've done something.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. Although there are some, you know, demons are demons. And what can you do in the presence of unfaced evil?
I suppose she looks disappointed. Like she, that clearly bothers her. Like she kind of doesn't want to admit that, yes, there are probably things that are inherently evil.
But, you know, perhaps even a demon with enough time and cultivation could change their ways.
That's what the mountains teach. That's why they chain them up, to have them go through that process, to hope that they will eventually become better.
Yes, of course. That is the hope. What more could they aspire to? Have you been cultivating for very long? Have you mastered any significant techniques?
No, I am not a cultivator. I'm a hunter, and I know techniques, but I do not possess talents of a cultivator.
Ah, well, I myself have dabbled in monster hunting a little bit. My name is Chao Lu. You probably haven't heard of me. I'm no one particularly famous.
But you must have done well for yourself. I mean, you are dressed very well.
Perhaps I come from money. It's all for show. You know, you have to peacock around a little bit and earn some respect that way. But the clothes don't always maketh the man or woman. I have perhaps hunted a few things before.
Are you here? Are you here to hunt? Do you have a contract? Perhaps you need an assistant.
Don't.
I'm quite skilled. I'm a good tracker, I know how to keep a camp well.
Well, I don't all know. I just arrived in town. See, I'm here with these well established heroes. We look back at Heartless and Song and Dumming.
Well, gone their separate ways, kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
We turn around and look back, and there's no one there.
Well, I am staying at this, and she points to what's clearly the cheapest inn here, there. And perhaps if you do require an associate, an assistant, you will come and seek me out.
Absolutely, of course. Yes, if there are vile beasts to be hunted in this area, I will certainly come to you first for assistance.
Absolutely. I fooled you quite well, brother, did I not?
How dare you? How dare you? You did.
And she starts laughing uproariously at you.
What are you doing here? Actually, don't answer. I already know.
And you see her looking around. So where were your friends?
I'm not going to tell you now.
You are a sore loser.
So what if I am?
I'm going to cut from the two of you there. Da Ming. There's this cage in the middle. People are doing stuff. There are taverns. Established here, you'll certainly hear the shouts of high and low coming from one particular area. This is a bounty of excitement. So what do you want to do?
I think Daming has overheard part of this conversation regarding that Xiao Lu is just having regarding the monster hunters who were being trained in these brute force techniques. And he would like to see if he can track down who it is that's been teaching these monster hunters, because that must be the person that set those monster hunters after him. And he must have an enemy of some kind that he didn't know about that he needs to uncover.
Absolutely. Let's have you roll study.
All right, I think that will be with wood.
Okay.
And that's a 7.
Okay. So eventually, as you're kind of asking around for the next little bit, you will hear, I think the people that you want to talk to are the brother and sister, Calm Wing and Flickering Breath. They arrived. They brought the cage with them, and they have been interacting with the different orders and things like that. And they'll gesture over to a place, and we'll say, you'll see this woman named Flickering Breath, and she is standing there and talking with some people, kind of lecturing. And as you approach, you can tell that she is kind of bragging about her monster hunting skills.
I think Daming will go up and stand behind the assembled crowd for a bit with his arms folded, nodding along. He will at the kind of the nearest the soonest opportunity interject and say, your monster hunting skills may be formidable, but how useful can they be if you cannot tell a monster from a human?
And she'll stop, and you see the crowd does that thing where they part like the sea away, and you see her there. She's carrying this lacquered club, and she'll look at you, and she will say, "Grandfather, I fear that age may have made you addled. I don't know exactly what it is you are saying to me. May I ask your name so I can find your family to come and get you and fetch you home?"
Daming will bring out his hammer and hold it in front of himself in a somewhat menacing gesture and say, "You must already know my name. I am Daming, and it is you who sent those your disciples to attack me in the woods."
And she'll stop and she'll say, "We clearly have a misunderstanding. I sent no one to attack anyone. And with all offense intended, I have never heard of you."
I think at this point, Daming will bow slightly, acknowledging that she has denied the allegation that she sent her students. And he will say, "In that case, may I suggest a wager?"
"I am intrigued. I'm curious as to what sort of contest you wish to undertake, Da Ming."
Now I have to come up with a wager.
Okay.
He will suggest that he will suggest that One of her students fight against one of his students.
She says, I don't have students. I teach people some things. I pass some lessons on, but I don't have students. Perhaps a little contest of skill of some kind. You've got that hammer. Perhaps we could go off and contest on that. Not a fight.
Yes, I accept your challenge.
And we will need a judge. Shall I fetch someone from one of the mountains to watch over us?
Yes, as long as they are impartial.
She'll turn and she'll say to the people there, someone go in and get one of the cultivators and tell them that flickering breath wants their assistance in judging. And she will turn back to you. There is a woodchopper's area just over there. Perhaps a contest of who can split the most wood with our blunt instruments.
Yes, that seems suitable.
Excellent. And she will start walking that way. We'll come back to you in just a bit. Heartless. You're like, oh, this cage. And then out of the corner of your eye, like you'll feel that tweak, and you will see Song seated close by Ganfei.
And I'll see that little spiral of his curse above him, like sort of wrapping little manacles around his wrists. And I'm like, oh, it did not take him long.
Absolutely.
I will casually, so casually, break off from my examination of the cage. Very intriguing. Essentially head over. I think essentially she has one of her ink brushes out, and she's just sort of tapping it. She walks over and she says, "John, okay, it is so good to see you again."
Oh, Heartless Don Don, it seems our fates are always to cross paths here.
I consider myself lucky in that. I do not know if you are so fortunate. And do you think that she will sort of tweak Song Tian and say, why don't we go and get something to eat? Yes, I think, and she sort of turns to Ganfei, I think that perhaps the road has tired myself and Song Tian, does something to eat sound good?
Oh, it was not my fault. It was not my fault. I tried to help Ganfei. Ganfei, you must forgive me. And he looks over at the one of the men who was initially listening to the concert. Was that man? I remember him. He was one of the relatives of that unfortunate bride at the wedding in Wuyan. It wasn't my fault then either.
The thing builds up a certain amount of history and it follows them everywhere. But I have always found that a good lunch and a certain amount of, how to say it, wine has always made things better. Wouldn't you agree, Gunther?
Certainly.
I said, please, would you join me?
Song, I do want you to make an inner conflict roll here. I think we're hitting close to some of the things about your entanglement. So mark XP, and what do you want to roll that with?
Okay, I can't roll it with my
Wood.
and I have two marks. What
I
do I
know.
have? I guess maybe metal then,
Okay.
for control, maybe. Wait a second, let me look at the red things. Yeah, reckless, scattered, scared, maybe. Let's do metal. So that's a
Okay.
flat roll. Inner conflict. Well, it's a seven. Could
So
be worse.
you have two ch you have some choices here.
Okay.
You could mark that metal and keep yourself here. You could kind of a little bit obviously withdraw from the scene. Or if you wanted to kind of accelerate things and make things worse, you could kind of overreact.
So if I, so I could, I think maybe I'll flee the scene.
Okay.
And I think
What does that look like? Yeah.
what we see is wait, where did I put you all? There you are. I see him go, we see him go beet red, because he's very embarrassed by what's happened and that his poor reputation has somehow cast a shadow upon Ganfei. And he stammers, I need to go buy some new strings for my zither. I will catch up with you later, Heartless and Ganfei. I'm sorry, and he bolts. But I think this triggers one of my moves, though.
Oh.
Let's see, what is that move?
Yeah.
Find me, where am I?
Roll the
Oh, hero
hit.
sheds no tears.
Yes.
When I roll a hit on inner conflict, which I think I did
Yes,
barely,
you did. A seven.
choose up to two witnesses. Well, obviously, these are the two witnesses.
Okay.
I will I will give Heartless Don Don a negative one forward on inner conflict.
Okay, good.
Oh,
That's an excellent one.
no. All right, I have to make a special box for that. I think it's going to happen a lot.
And I will, well, I don't know if I'm changing the mood. So I don't know Ganfei's mood towards me at the moment.
Right, like it's sort of neutral. He's clearly friendly, like. What would you, how would you like him to react to you running off? What do you think his?
I think, well, pity's not the right word, but
Concern? Concern,
concern,
compassion?
compassion and concern, yeah.
And I do think he watches you go off and he doesn't know why, but he can tell that you seem hurt, upset. He doesn't, like, he's clearly not hurt. And he will kind of turn to you heartless and will say, Is Song okay?
Been traveling for a while. He may have been more tired than I realized. I just wanted him to have some lunch. We haven't eaten in a while.
I think I will pass on your invitation to dine, but I appreciate that. And
Okay.
kind of looks over at where Song went off and he'll say, I will see you later, I'm sure.
Yes, we'll be here. She does, however, start like she follows
Okay.
Songjiang, okay? Because she knows that he would otherwise, and she's like, she's got to get him out. She can see the thing. It's like,
I do think we're actually going to trigger that inner conflict right now. Because you've got that's for this very particular relationship.
exactly. Okay, so 2d6. Wow, let's see here.
What are you going to roll and then take a minus one?
I know. That's great because I'm really well set up for that. Let's see here at the start. Patience. Yeah, I have to be. Have to keep it together. This is a situation that I set up. It is my responsibility. So I guess it is wood. So I'm rolling with
Okay.
a plus one, but then a minus one. So I'm rolling with a plus zero.
Yep.
And out failure.
So I
So.
think you turn, and there is a crowd there, and I think that you start to move, and being immortal is sometimes hard because these bodies are a little bit more leaden than you would like. And I do think there is this moment where you trip and kind of fall down into some mud. And as you're like, and starting to get yourself set, I think you'll hear tisk, tisk, tisk. And you will see Moonsworn Heart has witnessed your tumble.
I will stand up. I have mud all over my hands. So I stand up and I'm holding my hands out and I'm going, huh. And I say,
Don't
greetings.
you dare.
And I sort of say, dare what?
I have a cleaning charm, perhaps.
Oh, very kind of you.
And she will hand it over with all that graciousness of someone who is truly thinks that they're above you.
And Heartless looks at them, says, you are always a true friend. And I give a little shake. I'm sure none of the mud splatters on Moonsworn. Yes. And cast the charm. Oh, yes. Much better. Oh, look, and the knees are clean too. Are you doing today?
Oh, I am well.
Good.
I would talk with you longer, but I have to go meet with Green Saber. So I will cross paths with you or your fated friends, I suspect.
Probably. I think that we were in the same area, so probably over and over again. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Yes, as am I. And she will walk off, her head still maybe a little bit irritated by getting the mud splattered on her, but clearly seeing you fall in the mud is the highlight of her day.
See, and that's not been the greatest day then, if you ask me. So now I've completely lost song chow.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. Song. What I want to do is I want to ask you a question, then I'm going to come to Chow, and then we'll come back to you to do your called scene. But it's sort of when you have a chance, when you have a break in between scenes and things like that, you can narrate how you clear an element by meditation or by relaxation or something like that. So if you wanted to do that, tell me what you would do to gather yourself together.
I think Song did make up the needing the new strings for his zither, but in order to make that believable, he did run towards the music stalls, and the where all the musical instruments are, and then I think he as he enters that area, I think. All the playing starts washing over him like a wave. And I think there's a way that it calms him. And he sits down on the ground because he's not one for ritual. And he sits on the ground next to one of the stalls, puts his head against the post, and closes his eyes and just lets himself take in all the music around him. That has a soothing effect on him.
Excellent. Do you want to clear earth or do you want to clear water?
Let's see. Which one makes sense? Oh, because I didn't do metal. Okay, good.
Yeah.
yeah, I thought I had three done now, but I will clear Earth makes sense. A cautious focus presence, I think. So I'll do that one.
Chow, I think when we come back to you, we might see you seated in an inn with your sister, who has changed her appearance to a little more like her normal self. But the table is covered with dishes. She has ordered so much more than anyone normal would eat, and she's got that out there, and she is working her way around all the dishes and drinking, and she says, "So, what has brought you here?"
Heard a rumor. Well, I didn't really hear a rumor, but I think I got a lead on our mother's tale. I don't know all of the fine details, but I knew I had to get away from Mount Cooney for a while, and I think there have been some rumors about possible villains who might fit the bill for someone carrying around a fox tail. And I just so happened to have these old friends who were headed in the general direction, so I might have arranged a certain confluence of fates, or made it look that way, and decided to join up with Da Ming.
So Da Ming is here.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Yes, Da Ming is here, but
Interesting.
you are not going to speak to him.
Are you an oracle? Are you a fortune teller? Are you a prophet? How is it that you should know that I am not going to speak with him?
No, I am your brother, and that is stronger than the oracles.
So everything I told you about those were-tigers is true. It's what I heard.
They're dangerous.
I know that. I know you were hurt back then.
It was more than that. We don't need to get into that now. What matters is you should go back home. That would be the safest thing for a multitude of reasons.
Interesting, interesting. That is a possible path. Yes,
But of course, you're not going to take it, are you?
that is not a good. Yes, I'm not going to. No. Look, this is a wonderful place. There are lots of people here. Maybe I'll run into Da Ming. Maybe I won't. Let the fates decide on that. But there's all kinds of weirdness happening around here. Lots of cultivation and spirits and some strangeness.
Just so you're aware, there are what I was saying was not inaccurate either. There are certain people who are trying to trap any spirit they can, and I may or may not have stumbled into one of their traps, but
You. My brother, my elder brother, my very skilled and talented brother, how is it that you stumbled into a trap? These must have been some powerful and skilled monster hunters who have captured one such as you.
yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. If they
Ah,
can
I
capture
see.
me, then you would just be hardly a footnote in the story of their glory.
I appreciate your filial piety. I have things that I have come here for, just as you have. And
And
I'm
what
sure
would.
there are things you are not telling me, and there are things I'm not telling you.
I've told you everything, but I am curious, what are you here for then? If it was not Da Ming, which I assumed you already knew he was here, if you were going to show up like this, then what brings you here, dear sister?
I have heard that there are going to be some interesting challenges and changes among the cultivators here. That is what I have heard. And when such things as that happens, there are often people that are left out, fall out the margins, and those people are always interesting to see what they're going to do.
Do you think the balance between the three mountains will be upset? Or do you think someone might be making a power play?
I think that something else is going to get thrown into the mix. I think the balance between three mountains is less stable than it would appear, given what I have heard. And another actor coming in will certainly throw everything out of whack.
Another actor. I wonder if it was indeed fate that brought us both here. But in that case, then it is good you're here. But don't let your little heart start distracting you from the greater purpose here.
My brother, I will only follow your example when it comes to matters of the heart.
Good. Well, maybe you'll do better.
There is in the far corner of one of the abandoned gardens, a lovely little hotel for our kind. That is where I am.
I haven't yet settled on lodgings yet, but if there are extra rooms in that hotel, I might make use of them unless I need to continue this wonderful charade for my friends.
Well, I will see you. And she will stand up and bow and leave. Your
There's
bill, sir?
something. Of course. Yes. We'll take care of the bill.
We'll come back to you. Da Ming, you will find yourself out with these logs that have to be broken down for firewood. There's a small crowd that has kind of followed you over here. You will see her gonna get set up, and she's doing some practice swings with this lacquered club. As you're kind of waiting and getting ready, you will hear somebody say, "Oh, we've brought a judge." And you look over your shoulder, and you will see Xiaoming. And he will look at you. Da Ming, are you here to judge?
I say there must have been some sort of misunderstanding here. I said to get an impartial judge.
I was asked to come and judge. They did not say who it was that was contesting here. If you wish, I will withdraw and go and get someone else,
Yes, I
if
think
you
that would
don't
be the
feel up
wisest.
to it.
I think for the sake of our friendship, I would not want to place undue pressure on you. And I think my opponent here would was surely unaware of our history when she asked you to judge this contest.
If, and she'll say, "No, I'm fine if you want your friend to judge."
Just a minute, I say to Xiaoming. I'll say to her, we need to set the stakes of our contest
Ah,
before we begin.
yes. What shall we wager?
If I win the contest, you need to tell me the reason that those monster hunters were looking for me.
I would have to go and find that out because I don't know why they were looking for you.
I understand you don't want to admit it in front of this crowd, and that's
No,
understandable,
to
but
she'll say, she'll stop it. She'll say, Master Da Ming, I give you my word of honor that I do not know why those monster hunters were set upon you. If there's another stake you wish to put, I will put that, but I cannot stake what I do not know, unless you would put me to task that if you win, I have to go and find out why they were after you.
In that case, I trust you will be able to find that out with your vaunted position amongst these monster hunters. I think that would be a fair stake if you are willing to swear that you know nothing of the matter at the moment.
Certainly, certainly. That seems reasonable.
And what would you desire of me should you win?
Simply that you kowtow and call me master.
Very well, very well.
She will set herself up there. Xiaoming will come over and he will stand and he will say, I will be fair, I will be impartial, Da, do not worry. I have my honor, he says in a way that maybe says he suspects your honor, but so this is a competition. So you get to roll impress with this.
All right, and I think this is probably fi fire.
Look
All right,
at that.
13.
The well, we'll say one of the two options is win convincingly, despite the potential impartiality of your friend there. You are striking with your hammer. She is striking with this baton. When she strikes, it has all the force of your hammer. Like it is potent and powerful. And she is good, and she is trying to keep up with you, but you are just so much stronger with that hammer than anyone would expect. And you are breaking through it. What would you like as the other option? Do you want to create a bond? Do you want to clear an element? Do you want to gain a favor?
I think I would create a bond with Xiaoming,
Okay.
and he is perhaps despite our history is perhaps is impressed by this display.
Yeah. He will say, your skills have improved since I last saw you.
Of course, Brother Xiao, we must always be striving to better ourselves.
I would have thought your rambling wandering might have dulled your edge, but clearly not. Apparently the time on the road has been good to you.
I eagerly await seeing what you've learned in the intervening years.
We will have to test that out, won't we? Flickering breath. She looks upset, but she sees the crowd and everything, and she will say, "Master Da Ming, I will inquire amongst the people I know, amongst the monster hunters, and see what has occurred." And she'll ask you for their description and the details. And she goes, "I think I know of who you speak, a set of brothers. I will see what I can find out." Oh, sorry, sisters. I apologize. That's right. I will see what I can find out for you. All right.
Yes, very well. Thank you.
I think your brother will say, "Well, now we should go and have a drink."
Yes, of course.
Let's take our first break here. Let's take till 10 after, because we're about 3 after, so about 7 minutes, and then we'll come back, okay? So we're getting towards the later part of the day. You'll see that there are various meetings happening with the cultivation groups. There seems to be some discussion. There's definitely the three different mountains sects have their encampments here, and there are a lot of general wandering cultivators and more monster hunters than perhaps you would have expected here. There's clearly a reason they have gathered. And that strange cage in the center. So we come back to Heartless, actually, we're going to come back to Heartless, and then we're going back to Song, because I think I skipped over Song. I meant to come back, but Song is off camera for the moment. So we'll come back to you. So it actually makes sense. So it looks like I was planning it. See?
I believe that this was your plan all along. I
Okay,
am,
good.
yes, I have been boonswoggled at least.
Fair enough. So, Heartless, what are you doing?
This is the problem. So, I need to keep an eye on Song.
But
But that cage is very, very terrific. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go and see if I can find out a little bit more about that. I would love to get my eyeballs on what's in there.
so, are you going to do a study move, or are you using your roll move?
Let's see here. That's a fine question. Let us see what my roll move reads like again. Oh, yeah, because I do want to help out so much. Think that makes sense, doesn't it? Okay. So I suppose that if it was that I knew what was in that cage, I might have some semblance of what do you say, this thing to make the proper protections in place, because very likely that the folks here do not know if it's anything significant, what might happen. I, on the other
Absolutely.
hand, am a scholar of terrible misfortunes. So, all right.
So, what do you want to roll that with as you, and what does it look like when you become invisible? Like, what do we see on screen? What's our special effect for this in our
Oh,
show?
she is a ink fairy. So essentially what it is essentially she sort of pulls her brushes out of the top knot, and she actually lets the top knot go, and her hair falls down. It's much longer than the top knot would make it seem it could be, and it falls and it cascades incredibly smoothly and incredibly. It is dark as ink when it falls, and it is that sort of thing of it comes down like a it just flows down her, down the sides of her face, down her back. And then the shadows, like by her face, they get a little bit darker. And it's almost like cell shading. Like everywhere that there is some bit of dimension or shade, it's just a little bit darker. And it, like, as she moves, it moves too. But what happens is that slowly but very quickly spreads, and all of a sudden it's all black. And then as soon as Her shape turns all black. She disappears.
Okay, nice.
All right.
So you will make your way up and over. We'll make your roll when you go to leave.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that's when things could go terribly wrong.
It could go terribly wrong.
You will kind of go, you'll find a place that is sort of between some of these cultivators, kind of gently lift up this flap, and go inside. And it's a big cage. Like it's a very large cage as I described. And so you're a little shocked when you see that there's just this person in the middle of that cage, seated there, who is actually has chains on his wrists, and he's kind of chained to the floor of the cage. I have a picture of him there in B59.
59, which seems like a significant. Oh, that is a significant. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And you're thin and small enough, you can slip between the bars if you
I'm a
wish.
tiny little thing. What I want to be. Do I need to? I probably do before I realize it because when I'm in this form, it's like ink. I flow and I don't have any great sense of anything resisting me. So if I'm looking at something, I'm probably moving towards it without realizing it. This is where everything goes wrong, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. I think I'm right in there and I could take a good look. Ooh, do I see the hordes?
Yeah, they're spectral, but you'll see them.
And I see the thing around the neck.
Yeah.
What is that, a binding or something that
That is
he
a
wears?
binding.
Ooh. And what else do I see that tells me who or what he might
Now we'll
be?
have you make your study roll,
Okay.
and in a moment we'll have you make your roll.
Okay. All right, the study roll. I think that that should be curiosity, shouldn't it? So that's 2d6 plus one. Okay, I would like a good roll. Oh, but I won't get one. I get a five roll. I just can't get a good roll.
So I think as you approach, you're kind of moving up close by, looking at this thing. And those eyes come open, gold flecked with black, black flecked with gold. It's hard to tell. And suddenly his hand has darted out and he has grabbed onto your wrist.
Oh, I've gotten caught so many times. I don't call like that.
He says, "Who is this wandering around in my cage?"
My name is Heartless Donda. What are you doing in a cage?
"It's what usually happens when someone gets caught. What do you think?"
Were there circumstances?
"I don't want to talk about that. Why don't you drop whatever cultivator guise it is that you have so we can talk face to face?"
You sure you want that?
"Yes."
Well, it's only fair. I mean, I can see your fabulous like, horns, and I'll sort of settle back. I don't fight him. I am,
Okay.
however, working to get a little bit of, what do you say, slack, if that
Okay.
makes any sense. And I probably will sort of manifest, but again, when I manifest, I am a figure all in black. And then essentially,
"You are not a cultivator."
Exactly. That's the only reason I showed you, is because I'm not.
Well, that makes things different, doesn't it?
It.
Absolutely.
What kind of difference do you desire, sir?
I think that you should undo these chains and let me out.
There's a whole bunch of them gathered around right now. It seems like poor timing, sir.
Let's go.
Tell me your story. I'll come back.
I will tell you my story when you come back.
Ah, you are a difficult one.
You are not the first one to tell me that.
Make the story stop, though. It will make you famous.
You should go.
Okay.
This cage is warded. I hope you can make your way out.
Made my way in. It would be downright unfair if I couldn't get out.
So let's have you make that roll. What do you want to roll? Actually, getting out of this cage with your roll move here.
I think I'm going to use my water. That is the flowing one, isn't it?
Yep. It's also your style element, so
I know, but I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to flow past it. Like ink. The thing is it won't help me if I keep rolling like this. So, 2d6 plus 2. So that gives me a 9.
that gives you a 9. So, with your roll move, there, on the 7 to 9, you have to make a choice there.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
Or you can spend a bond to take that up to a 10.
Oh, I kind of like that I leave a telltale sign of my presence.
Some ink.
Oh yeah. And I think like inadvertently I've left it on his sleeve because when he grabbed me. So it's like his sleeve has that ink. And the thing about it is, of course, it's my ink. So it's black, but then sometimes that edge just disappears. It sort of, does that make any sense? So
Yeah,
anyone who
absolutely.
knows me, like for instance, my fellow celestials will know I was there.
But you can slip out from under here and out.
All right. But I don't know what creature type this is. Who this might be, what this might be.
No, not with that study roll.
It was the worst.
It was.
Am so disappointed in myself.
Song. You've recovered yourself a little, gathered your wits about you here as evening has kind of fallen. What do you want to do? Do you want to seek out one of your friends? Do you want to try and track down an NPC? Do you want to look around for something? What do you think?
I think so as twilight falls a little bit in the city, you see Song Tian. He is recovered a little bit, and so Ganfei is not around, and Heartless is not around, and so he actually fills out his height, which is actually a tall guy, although people don't notice that very often, and so we see him walking through the streets. And then I think we see kind of a breeze through the dust in the streets leading him in a certain direction. I think we've established that there's something a miss. I don't know if it was Xiaolu's sister that said, or something supernaturally amiss in here. So I don't know if I could use my move, Eerie Moon and Evil Star.
I think that's perfectly fine. I think you will find yourself back at that cage.
Okay, so it leads him back to towards the cage, and maybe do I see Heartless slip out
Well,
and
let's have
go
you
out?
make your roll first, and then we'll
Okay.
see what comes of it. What do you want to roll that with?
Let's see what makes sense. Awareness would make sense if that's marked. Curiosity makes sense, I guess. Yeah, because I'm just following my nose, so that would be
Yeah.
wood. Okay.
Let's have your roll.
That's a nine,
Nine.
and I think I'd like to pop it to a 10 with my other move, which is cursed.
Okay.
So that'll put one little mark on my clock. I'll put the
Absolutely.
clock somewhere.
Sure.
But I've got one mark on my clock now.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's Gefeng Sheng who Gefeng Feng who led me here. So I think that's part of what's happening. It's part of my curse that I've been led here only too willingly.
Absolutely. What is your study question?
Oh, okay. So how does it go? Oh, right. And I'll take a plus one forward in dealing with it and learn the manifestation's purpose. I see. So, study questions. Let me just quickly look at what the options are here. So I'm going to learn the manifestation's purpose already. I think I want to know what the true threat is here.
You will see as you are heading over there a pair walking along, and you will see this man and woman walking. This woman looks a little upset. She's holding this lacquered red baton on a picture thing with his flickering breath. And we'll see she is walking along with someone. And there's a little bit of resemblance between them, and it's much that as it is also the manner in which they're kind of talking that tells you that they're siblings. The brother has long white hair. Was a picture of calm wing there in the row above flickering breath, and there's a certain power that is coming from them that is potent. You've run into some cultivators before, and you get that sort of vibration, that feeling from them when you're around them. And definitely one of them feels like more powerful, but they're both pretty potent. And there's something not right there. But she seems to be complaining about something, and he seems to be berating her for her impulsiveness. And I think you will see them stop, and you will see actually one of the mountain seniors, Master River. You will see her approach them. And you're used to the masters of these mountains being fairly, not condescending, but they know how powerful they are. They know their place. And the thing that strikes you is how she treats the two of them with deference.
Reference.
And there's just this feeling you have that they're the people that brought this cage, and that they're trading this cage for something. Does that feel like a decent read on the situation?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. I think you will hear, though, as they are walking away, the woman does say Da Ming's name as she's complaining. So
I
I
hear
do think you
Dominic's
will hear that. How's that?
one. Yes. I'm not going to trip up to
Okay.
that.
So let's come back to we'll do Qialu, Da Ming. We'll come back to Song because I'd skipped it before, and that'll give us a cycle. Chow. It's evening. Darkness falls, gives you a little bit of cover there.
I feel like I should reconnect with one of my traveling companions. We all scattered to the four winds. It's probably time
Absolutely.
to gather back up.
Can we cross paths with Heartless, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
And I it's not like I don't know where she was obsessed with that cage,
Yeah.
so I feel like if I just go back in that direction, sooner or later I'll find her.
Heartless is walking carefully away from the cage, maybe with a thoughtful or pensive look on her face, when you run into her, Chow.
Oh, there you are. Oh.
I am here. Where have
Gosh.
you been?
Oh, asking questions, doing
Have you
pretending to
looked in
be
the cage
attentive.
yet?
No, I haven't. No,
I'll
yeah.
grab your arm. I'll walk you over like 3 feet away, like it makes a difference.
Are we allowed to be here? Is this?
The cultivators will kind of like gesture that you need to step back some paces.
Oh, sorry, I was distracted. And step back a few more paces.
Do you?
Like, everyone's so touchy about space. Yeah,
I
did
can
you have a
only imagine
question?
it's something dangerous in there.
Oh, yeah, one wants to think those things, right?
What do you think is in there?
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I know a lot of things about a lot of things, but I don't know anything about that thing. But I'll tell you what I do know. And I'll grab you by the arm again. I'll give you like three phases up. I'll say, horns like a deer, but they're speckled. Eyes, and they're sort of flamey. He's held by a fiery rope around his neck.
Wait, you saw this?
Oh, yes, I have great powers of vision.
Vision, it's covered.
Yeah,
You
that's
have
just a
X-ray
little
vision.
cloth. What's X-ray?
You have see-through vision.
I have see-through vision, something like that.
Fascinating. I'll have to remember that.
Do you know what such a thing may be? Such a personage.
I'm not very knowledgeable in the ways of the
You are a
celestial form.
storyteller, sir. I have heard you telling stories. I would think that you might know about the creatures and the folk that live in these areas.
I do know a few stories. I know about Ageless Sin and the Weir Tigers and the warriors who crossed them and then suddenly vanished. But there was never a mention in those stories about a horned figure with fiery eyes. Unless my descriptions of some of those heroes are woefully short.
Let me draw you something. I will draw a picture like this. That's a good likeness. Very good with ink.
You know, it's funny, one of those nameless warriors, those nameless heroes, also used a brush. Used it in combat even. It was quite astounding to see. So I'm told.
It's a very good weapon. People never expect it.
Certainly, I can imagine.
But you don't know what sort of folk this may be.
I don't know. Lao, is this something that I could possibly recognize? Although
Yeah,
Xiaolu
absolutely.
is a recluse, but maybe
Yeah,
there's
that's
something.
a s study.
Sure. Let's hum 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 hum. I think wisdom actually, if we're calling on our knowledge, wisdom seems to make the most sense here. So we'll go with water and see what we get. That looks to be an eight.
That is a dragon in human form.
Oh my.
The only dragon you've heard about recently is the one that was causing all the trouble up north.
Yeah, I think they have a dragon. Why would a dragon
So
be.
handsome. That just doesn't seem right. Staring at the picture.
Are you falling in love?
No, not me. I never do those things.
And neither do I. It's for the
Yeah,
foolish.
exactly. Absolutely. She looks at the picture again. So how is it that you know that it's a dragon?
Oh, well, like you said, I'm a storyteller and a bit of a student of history, and I might have seen drawings of dragons in human form in the past.
Ooh.
The horns are a clear giveaway.
Oh, they are. I expected them to be a different kind of horn altogether. I think that's it. I mean, deer are sort of pleasant woodland creatures.
Well, he might be a wood-elemented dragon. He
Ooh.
might have a very yang element to him.
And then she sort of stops and goes, "Oh, wait, that has nothing to do with anything." Oh, all right. And you said that there was some dragon up north that was causing troubles?
There was. You know, you have a very yin sort of way about you. I wonder if the two of you are, maybe that's why you're drawn here. It's a compatibility.
And she sort of looks at you.
Maybe he's calling to you.
That wouldn't be good. No. I know what you're doing. You're trying to tell a story that I will believe. I've seen this to people before. No. I just have to worry about strictly what my obligations are. Nothing else. That's
What
okay. But thank you for your help. It
are
would have
your
never occurred to me.
obligations?
So I need to find out more about this troublesome dragon.
Chalu has asked you, what are your obligations?
And I sort of stop and I go, well, I'm supposed to track down some stones and follow through on all the promises that I've made. So
Promises. They have such a way of dragging us into trouble, don't they?
I wouldn't know. I am the most boring of scholars.
I might be a liar rarely, but I can tell a lie when I see one, and that certainly is a lie. You're far more interesting than you care to let on.
Think that you're trying to heap compliments upon me, and sir, you are completely off track. But I will buy you a drink for that compliment.
Please lead the way.
All right. Oh, and if you see Santian, tell me, he was sort of getting a little bit Ralph for a, you know, that sort of thing. I always worry about him.
Well, after this drink, perhaps I'll go look for him. You're right. He does have a tendency to be led by his heart into dramatic escapades that he must certainly be rescued from.
Exactly. I'm just not as subtle as I should be. Yes, I'm going to go and tip some back. So there you go.
Let me cut there to Da Ming. Shall we start with your interactions with your sworn brother?
Yeah, let's do that.
So Xiao Ming will sit you down and talks a while about, just this and that and things on the road before he finally kind of. So what has brought you here, Da Ming?
Well, I've been on the road for a while, and I've learned quite a bit in my years of travel, and I've gotten to the point where people seek me out and ask for my advice and ask to test their skills against mine, and I thought this would be an opportunity for me to see how things have progressed in my since I've last seen such a large gathering of people, and see how things have gotten on the mountain in my absence.
Challenges? Are you now a fighter? You're a warrior for hire, or?
Oh no, nothing of the sort. People have there's simply been rumors spread about some of my duels, and many of them quite exaggerated, but I've picked up a trick or two in my travels.
So, are you ready to turn your back on your lifestyle to give up these wayward things, to cease associating with troublesome people and come back to the mountain?
I wouldn't say I've ever associated with troublesome people. I
You
prefer to
know
bring trouble myself.
Of who I speak.
I was, to be honest, brother, I was more hoping that you had seen the error of your ways and would be willing to set that disagreement behind us.
Now, Ming, you will never progress on your spiritual journey unless you are able to cut yourself off from those sinister influences. And I believe with my heart and soul that Chaolu is one of those, that he is not what he appears to be. He is something else, a disguised demon, an evil cultivator, something. Perhaps a were-tiger. I don't know, but there is something.
My brother, are you trying to provoke me? And I won't allow it. I know that you have a stubborn attachment to this particular error, and
I have an attachment that you will not see through these things.
I see more clearly than you do, my brother, and I know you're trying to aggravate me and cause me to lose my temper, but I'm in too good of a mood right now for me to allow it. Yeah, I think inner conflict might be called for here.
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. What do you want to roll that with, Da Ming?
I think that's I think metal probably.
Okay.
Because I think this
little
is,
bit of
yeah,
control. Okay.
control, yeah.
So mark XP.
But actually, I have a move which I might go ahead and use the traveling teacher move
Okay.
to avoid the roll because I have a minus one to control.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think at this moment the I think Domingue is kind of actually, despite his protestations to the contrary, is starting to lose his temper. But someone I think a potential someone who witnessed the contest between the wood chopping contest is approaches Daming and is going to ask him for his to instruct him on his technique.
Male, female, something else?
I'll go female.
Okay. I think as you are there, you will see this woman, short cropped hair, kind of dressed like a monster hunter, will come up and will say, Master Daming, I witnessed your amazing technique today, in that contest against Flickering Breath. I am astounded. I too use a heavy weapon, but I do not have your skill, your ability. I know it is an imposition, but perhaps you could teach me something.
Yes, of course. I was just my friend Xiaoming here was just expressing incredulity that anyone could seek out my wisdom, and this is a perfect opportunity for me to show that he is quite wrong about my potential as a teacher.
He will cross his hands. It's, that's not what I was saying. And she goes, are you available now? Or perhaps we can make arrangements to meet in the morning?
Why not now?
Yes.
I'm not too drunk.
That is good. That is good. Perhaps we could head back to the place with the wood and you could show me some things.
Yes, are you coming as well, Xiao? I think you might be able to learn a few things as well.
No, I think I've witnessed enough of the wood chopping today. I must return back to speak with Master Iron. I should inform him that you are here.
Well, I hope to see both of you tomorrow.
And he will stand and he will bow to you, Da, and he will bow to the woman, and he will say, "Well, I will see you." And she will turn and go, shall we?
Yes, let's go.
And you can see she has essentially just a long metal staff that she is carrying there. She has one of those rings at the top as well for catching things. And she will go with you. She can say, "My name is Baiman, I am a monster hunter."
Oh, you're a monster hunter. Do you are you pre were you previously acquainted with Flickering Breath?
I have heard the name around here, but I have not associated with her. I know that she has taught a number of the other monster hunters some techniques.
Yes, that is what I heard as well. Do you know what has attracted so many monster hunters to this area?
Well, I know that there were various bounties for things around in here. Of course, the troubles up north with the dragon, and there were rumors about other things, were-tigers and such in the area, and even fox spirits around here. And that may have been what drew them to the area. I know that at least one fox spirit got caught in a trap out in the woods and only just barely was able to get out, managed to escape its pursuers.
Quite a curious rumor.
Yes, it is just a rumor, so just hearsay. But I know that Flickering Breath and her brother Calm Wing, many are coming to join to them, to they are gathering a group together.
Oh, very interesting. You don't know the purpose of that group, though.
No, not yet, but I can certainly look into it.
Yeah, if you happen to learn anything more, I would
Oh,
certainly be
anything to
interested.
serve you, Master Daming.
Oh, thank you.
And I think we'll see you walking along. We may cross paths here in a moment. But a song, I want to give you that second scene to call, and then we'll see where we're at.
Well, I think Song Tian will seek out Da Ming.
Okay.
When he heard, he felt the malevolence and also the power of this duo and their connection to the cage and Master River's deference, and then he heard his friend's name being spoken,
Yeah.
and so I think he's worried about his friend.
So you are kind of walking as you do with Da Ming, probably near the taverns and the gambling houses.
Yeah, he's going through all the
Yes.
taverns.
And you will see Da Ming walking along with this young woman in kind of the warrior's garb of a monster hunter. She's talking very animatedly with him. She seems very enthralled with what he has to say.
And Song Tian hesitates for a moment because he sees that Da Ming's in the middle of something. Sorry. And then he pulls out his zither and strums like a chord that Da Ming is sure to recognize as his from afar. And
And I think Da Ming will recognize the chord and turn and see Song Tian standing there. And my friend Song Tian, it's so good that you were we've come across you. I was just explaining to my student here that the essence of striking with the hammer is in the breath. It's not in the hands. And nothing illustrates that so well as your songs also come from the same place deep within your soul.
You are too kind, Da Ming. May I walk with you and your new friend a bit?
I am Bai Mom.
Bai Mun, well met.
Yeah. You see her look at you, and then her eyes kind of glance above, like she looks at something above you and then kind of nods to you.
So she looks above me and nods to me. And do I know what she's looking at?
It's the same thing that Heartless sometimes does.
Heartless sometimes does. So yeah, he's looking up, and he looks puzzled at her.
There was
Is
a
it
moth,
something my hair?
a moth,
I see.
very large moth.
And then as that we're walking, I think Song Tian pulls on Da Ming's sleeve in between Da Ming's explanations. Says, I'm having one of those bad feelings.
Oh no. We have you been talking to Heartless Don Don again?
Yes, Heartless Don Don and I met with Ganfei, but it was very embarrassing. I had to leave. I felt foolish. And then I came across something disturbing, and your name arose, and I was worried for you, my friend.
My neighbor rose in what context?
A woman who carries a red baton. Do you know her?
Yes. We had a friendly competition.
She did not seem friendly to me.
Well, I'm sure she was.
She was
She
not speaking
was.
friendly of you.
Oh, I'm sure she'll come around, I think. She was perhaps not expecting to lose the contest.
You won a contest against this woman?
Yes, so it's a friendly competition.
I am impressed, as always, with you, my friend. This woman, she has great power, and it does not feel good, like something bad may come of it. I saw Master River, so deferential to her. Master River looks down at everybody.
That's quite surprising to me. I did. She. I did not realize that. To be honest, I might not have challenged her so easily had I known that. But it all worked out.
You seem well, and your friend seems very happy to be with you.
Yes, why don't you walk with us? I'm beginning to worry for you, my friend. I think I've seen you in these types of moods before, and it never turns out well. I think you get in your head about these dark forces, and sometimes I worry that you're I don't want to say you're bringing these troubles on yourself, but sometimes you seek to interpose yourself in with these supernatural forces, and I think we might all be better off if you focused on your music, which is so wonderful and uncomplicated.
You are so sensible, my friend. I will walk with you and maybe play music during your lesson.
Yes, please, that would be wonderful.
I think as you are walking along, as you kind of come out into the main area, I think that you will hear Baimon go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I must. I realize. Remember. Oh, my friend. It was meant to meet with him. I will seek you out tomorrow, Daming, and we will have that lesson. I apologize." And whoop, then she's gone.
Bye.
And I think you'll see Chaolu and Heartless Don Don kind of walking, talking.
Look, our friends. Why is Heartless making the sign on her head?
And I'm like, oh, good song. Hey, shall we go have dinner? Now,
That
mind you,
sounds
I've
like a
just been
wonderful
drinking,
idea.
clearly just been drinking, but yes, so all right, it's on me.
Let's take our second break, take five, and let's come back with all of you seated around a table with tea and wine and food out before you. So, private room. Outside, we can hear the laughter and talking of the people out in the inn. The waiters have come and brought chicken and rice and all other beautiful dishes, and everything has been laid out before you. The wine is there; it's of good quality. Tea is brought, and the four of you can sit there companionably. And who is leading the conversation when we come in to this scene? Is it you, Chaolu? Is it Song?
Song is playing, and not eating and drinking. And he's playing what seems to be like a soothing song, but it's actually got all these dissonant chords hidden inside it that probably makes people feel a little jittery to listen to it. And he's drinking.
We've called out Xiaolu as a storyteller, so maybe that's what he's doing is getting really into this to a story about Zhang Hu, the martial heroes and fantastic exploits and or maybe it even is just like the tale of like the nameless heroes who fought the Weir Tigers in ages past and stopped they stopped Ageless Sin in the sense that after that conflict Ageless Sin was not heard from for a long time, if ever again. But one of the Weir Tigers was a reluctant. They were trying to resist their transformations, and it led to this heartbreaking confrontation where one of the heroes had to destroy their lover who was transforming into a Weir Tiger, and there were tears all around.
Write it down so the story is not lost. I have meticulous handwriting. It is very tiny.
Say more of the Weir Tigers, my friend. Were they beautiful or terrible?
Well, the Weir Tigers in Weir Tiger shape were quite terrible, but the maiden who was transforming was quite beautiful. And then there was a peerless swordswoman from the Ox Pilgrim Escort Bureau who was part of this band of heroes, and her name was Ashen Twilight, and she was absolutely peerless in terms of beauty. But
It is a sad story.
How long ago was this? I stopped.
oh gosh, probably almost a century, maybe a little longer. Time gets funny when you start talking in those terms.
You have a long memory, my friend. A
Oh,
hundred
it's not a memory. This is
years.
just a story. I
Oh.
wasn't there.
We all look at you. It was so clear, though, as if you had been there.
Oh, it's just a it's a folk tale. It's one of my favorites, though. I always wonder about how things might have changed if people had made different decisions.
I was convinced. Daming, did you tell everybody about your new student and your duel with the woman with the red baton?
Oh, well, I haven't taken any students
Oh,
or
tell, oh, tell,
fought any
tell.
duels formally. I've simply been amusing myself with as we wait to learn more about the occasion for which we've gathered.
Yeah, it's very mysterious, this occasion. Have you heard anything about what's in the cage?
I feel like I heard it might be a were-tiger.
Ooh. What does a were-tiger look like when it's not a were-tiger, though? Doesn't it just look like a person?
A beautiful person. You think there's a beautiful
No.
person in the cage?
I don't know. There's a lot of beautiful people out in the world. I would have to ask, how do we know that this is a were-tiger?
You
Is
were
there a
looking at
test
the.
for were-tigers?
Oh, Chaolu will know.
Xiaolu, is there a test for were-tigers?
I'm afraid I don't know. Other than they're hungry all the time.
Do they eat people or bunnies?
I think they eat a lot of things. I'm not
Bunnies.
sure they actually, well, when you have hunger like that, are you really consuming things? Like, it just seems that you just eat things to eat things. That's, yeah.
So, when they are in human form, do they have tiger appetite? Or do they have human appetite until they're a were tiger?
Oh, that's a good question.
Song Tian puts out a piece of chicken in front of Chao Lu and said, "If you were a were-tiger right now, would you want to eat this chicken?"
I am not a were-tiger, but I do want to eat the chicken.
I think you would know Chao Lu from your experience that when the hunger comes upon them while they're in human form, that's kind of what drives them to change sometimes.
Yeah, we'll echo that. When they are in human form, yes, their hunger is that of the were-tiger, and it is when they give in to that, when they pursue that, that the physical changes begin to happen upon them. But the hunger always comes first. No, I don't think it was a weird tiger in that cage. At least if the drawing was accurate.
You saw a drawing?
What drawing?
Oh, I just saw a drawing, an artist's rendition of a passing artist on the streets. It's claimed that they had a picture of that they saw what was underneath the curtain and drew a quite fascinating, if maybe generous, depiction of what was underneath, what was within, trapped within.
Handsome man, very handsome.
Oh, indeed. In fact, I would dare say that if the artist's depiction was at all inaccurate, then it would betray a certain, shall we say, attraction from the eyes of the artist. But
The artist was in love.
now I would never be so bold as to claim that, but there did seem to be
Was
certain.
just a sketch. Seems to be a great deal being read into that. I sort of think about it.
We'll just grin knowingly over it at Heartless Dandan and then back at the others. It did seem to be a dragon in human form, which would explain certainly all the cultivators. A weir tiger, a simple stray weir tiger could be handled by monster hunters, but a dragon now, that's going to get all kinds of parties like the Three Mountains invested, I would think.
Who could tame a dragon? I mean, could you tame a dragon?
Oh, so certainly not. Perhaps a dragon in human form. I don't know.
Well,
I think
you
perhaps you could
defeated
smash at it, but I don't know if that would tame
Flickering Breath, and she was the
Oh, I
one that
doubt
put the
she's a
dragon
dragon.
there. But she is the one who put the dragon there. I know it. Could see.
Well, that then by the transitive property, I will be able to put the dragon in the cage as well.
That's what I meant to say.
That we should say the word dragon out loud really much. It could cause a panic.
Well, it sounds like the people are the word has gotten out if there are artists hawking sketches in the streets.
Wouldn't say walking. We just saw it. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. It was, we just happen to be nearby. It's not like they are selling anti-dragon warding charms in the streets yet. Give it a week.
Yeah. It could be vitamin made in that, though. Ooh, let's see. see her draw a little charm on the side of the paper that she was writing the story on. Well, it was lovely to have this meal with you. I will take care of the bill. I need to go.
I will have some more to drink here. And he
I
keeps
was.
strumming along. Now he's doing something a little bit more majestic, as if a dragon flying through the air. He's imagining that as he plays long major chords.
Well, the major chords are nice. I you gotta go. Be sure to eat something, okay?
Want to hear
No,
more about
Chao
this.
Lu will eat everything, but yes, he is the most hungry, right, Chao Lu?
Please, my appetite is, oh, even ha that has its limits. I want to hear more about this flickering breath, this red batoned woman that Da Ming bested in, was it combat or?
No, it was just a wood chopping contest. I heard when we arrived in town that she had been training these monster hunters, among whom were the set of sisters who had hunted me down in the woods and tried to capture me, as you learned. And based on that, I knew that she must be connected to whoever it was that sent those monster hunters after me. So I'm going to get to the bottom of what's really going on and why they were determined to try to capture me, and who it was that put the notion in their heads that I was some sort of monster who could be captured.
Do you know where, did you learn where she's staying?
I did. I don't think I it occurred to me to follow her, but. She promised on her honor that she would learn more and report back to me.
Interesting. I was given a tip to speak with Unfettered Frost from Panther Mountain. Maybe about some of these, some of the Weir Tiger instances, some more of the monster occurrences, but I don't know if I have quite the clout to get in and speak with them. But Da Ming, you might.
But you're certain it's a you don't think it's a were-tiger in the cage.
No. I think if they are here, they're probably, well, I did hear that our friendly cadre of monster hunters did capture some, indeed, but that one did get loose. So there is supposedly one just out and about. Not that that's worrying at all.
No, well, we know the test, so we can perhaps try dangling this chicken in front of the patrons of the inn and see who takes it. Or we could start a line of betting on what is really in this cage. Since you are so certain it's a dragon, we can start taking bets.
Ooh.
Let me kind of cut there. We'll come back perhaps if there's still some more conversation to be had there. But Heartless, you were leaving to, it felt like you wanted to go and do something.
Did want to go leave and do something. Yes. The first thing that I probably will do is go through my pack, and you will see that you will pull out a stack of let's see here. I think tiles. The sort that you play tile games with, right? So, and then I will make my way carefully over to the center of town. Is everything still kind of set up the same?
Oh, yeah, the cultivators are out guarding the cage and so on.
Much as they were before? Okay. I think I may take another run at the cage to see if I can get in there. So careful, careful, no hostility. At worst, curiosity coming off of me.
Okay. Let's have you make that roll before we start.
Okay. That's probably good to see just how bad it's going to go. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I did the thing where I picked. Okay. So it's 2d6. Again, this is my ink. So the ink is water. So it's 2d6. So that's a plus two with this. Okay. So that's a seven.
That is a seven. So I think that there definitely is that he left that telltale sign before. So I think you will poke your head in and start to go, and you will realize that there are other people in there.
Oh, really?
And you will see that there are the three masters, as well as flickering breath and calm wing.
Really?
And calm wing is saying, "We know someone was in here. Things will go much easier for you if you simply tell us who was here." And Fire Grief says, "I don't know their name." And you will see they're kind of nodding amongst the masters. And Master River will say, "We will strengthen the wards. Let us do that now." And you will see them move to clearly strengthen the wards here on the cage in the containment area here.
So they are looking away from the dragon. They're like getting out of the cage is essentially it, is what I'm hearing.
They're coming over to the bars of the cage. They're inside
Oh,
with him. Yeah.
okay. So essentially what I'm looking for is that moment when they aren't looking, if that makes any sense, before the wards go up. Can
Okay.
I get that moment?
Certainly.
Right.
Now, if you're thinking of doing what I think you're thinking, I think that you've got things to overcome before you could do that.
Okay.
I think you have your vials, but I think the thing is, they are warded and locked down. Even though they're defeated, you would have to overcome those things first, and that would require becoming visible to do. I think you will see him look over where you're at, and he does this nod, and then you see him look down at himself, like at his chest, and then you see him turn and look at Flickering Breath.
All right, well, chest, what's there, and flickering breath.
He looks at you, he looks at his chest, and then he looks over at Flickering Breath. And you will see him suddenly lift up his arms and start to pull against those chains, start to wrench against them. And you will see Flickering Breath reaches in, and you see her pull out this crystal heart. And she says, "You need to stop." And he will settle
Understand.
back down. I'm going to cut from there.
Yes, I get it. Oh, this is terrible.
She has stolen his heart.
So unfair.
We cut back to a little bit later in the meal, the song. You probably still haven't eaten. You've still drunk a little bit more. Da Chow. Is there anything more to that conversation, or do we want to break up in different directions?
I'm fine moving on.
Okay. Let's give each of you a chance to do like one more scene here before we kind of wrap here under the cover of darkness. Let's start with you, Chow.
I'll go ahead and just say my long-term goal is to meet up with Flickering Breath in the guise of one of the monster hunters. So I think the first step would might be to track her down.
Yeah, I think that's pretty easy. She has a large presence. I think you will look around. You definitely see her and her brother there. The Calm Wing. You see the other masters, Master Iron, Master River, Unfitter Frost, speaking with them, and then they go their separate ways. Calm Wing goes off, but she'll settle herself down outside one of these inns to drink. There are some monster hunters that come over and talk with her. She's clearly the more gregarious of the brother-sister duo, and there's some chatting and things. And yeah, you can approach her if you want.
We cross out of the path of the lantern light, and what emerges from the darkness is the woman that that Chalu was face to face with, the one he evaded in the woods. And it is that woman, or as that woman, that we will approach her and give the proper deferential bow and say, Master, I'm sorry I failed you.
Failed me. You did fail me in one regards, Sister Sean, but sit down. I didn't make any demands on you. I do have to ask you. I met a person today who was not a spirit who said that you tried to capture them in the woods.
Oh, but we did capture a spirit in the woods. It was a fox spirit.
All right. So what happened? Why is this man Da Ming claiming that you were seeking him out and hunting him down?
Well, they must have been, they either must have been traveling together or maybe he's confused, but our traps did go off, and a fox spirit was there. Now, maybe your friend Da Ming is a fox spirit.
Did not smell like a fox spirit. He didn't. He was. So, did you fight this Da Ming? And she'll go to describe Da Ming in the most uncharitable way. An old guy had this big, ugly hammer, real messy looking fellow. You would have recognized if he, I mean, with the hammer.
We did. Yes, there was a fight, and I'm ashamed to say that we were bested, but we weren't there to capture him specifically. But there might be a fox spirit with him or around him or guarding or guiding him, or interested in him, but certainly in his near proximity, there is a fox spirit of some kind.
What guise did this fox spirit that you caught have? What did they look like?
A woman with cropped hair, dressed as a monster hunter.
Interesting. Well, that helps me. I made a promise to this buffoon that I would find out why he was apparently hunted by them. I will tell him, but I would stay clear of him.
Oh, I plan to, certainly. I was more just remind me what all monsters you were expecting us to catch in the
I
forest.
wasn't expecting you to catch anything. I gave you those skills so you could do what you wanted with them. And if you decide that they are worthy, then you may join us. You will come. You and your sisters come to the gathering tomorrow.
Of course, yes, the gathering tomorrow. Forgive me.
Did you catch anything?
Well, the fox spirit, but it got away when Da Ming, whose strength is unrivaled and unparalleled, bested us in combat. Remind me where
Unrivaled, but I'll
the
show you
gathering
what
is again.
unrivaled. There will be the announcement tomorrow evening. And if you wish to be amongst our number when that happens, be in the square.
Of course, and yes. I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time.
No, it is fine. It is fine. You saved me having to track you and your sisters down.
Yes, of course. One last question. What do fox spirits smell like?
He's not a scent like normal scent. And she'll start to draw out an item. I use this to manifest so I can detect them in the presence. And you see her start to draw out what looks like some kind of arcane tuning fork.
Are we gonna do it again? Yes, parallelisms. Yeah, absolutely. We are going to I have no idea what the excuse is, but I cannot let her draw that item. And so we're gonna get in real close and we're gonna grab onto her wrist in a maybe more intimate way than we mean to.
All right, hearts and minds.
Fantastic. I think fire for speed is what we're going for here.
Okay.
Hearts and minds with fire. So that's plus two at least. That is a nine.
So, I think that the obvious choice here is alienate. I think that she pushes you back. It drops the detecting fork in her thing, and she goes, "Oh, you overstep yourself." You should go.
Yes, my apologies. And we're just gonna, hey, it's actually not our reputation, so we're just gonna,
Yes.
embarrassingly, saunter back off into the night.
Yes, you can tell that she was very irritated by more that she clearly considers that sister like a subordinate And she seems actually quite offended by that. And he will vanish out into the night. Da Ming, what is it that you want to do this evening? I heard about some betting that you wanted to set up.
I mean, I'd actually like to challenge Song Tian to a contest of some kind if he is amenable. I think, perhaps a wager, a friendly wager on who can eat more of this chicken.
But my friend, I'm not hungry. I am thirsty only.
Well, perhaps who can drink more then?
Yes, let's play that game.
And
What will we wager?
yeah, what is at stake here?
Something good.
I mean, I've become quite concerned about your association with Heartless Don Don, so I think perhaps if I win, you need to play a prank on Heartless Don Don and tell her that you suspect her of being a were-tiger.
Oh, a hungry, beautiful were-tiger. All right, I will do this, but only if I lose.
Yes, and if
You lose. You have to teach me to use the hammer.
of course. I mean, I would teach you to use the hammer if you only asked.
Oh, well, then that
But
was not
without
a
a
good
way.
bet. That's not a good bet. I want something else then.
No,
You.
you too late. No, you've
Oof.
already agreed.
Okay.
So, Daming, do you want to invoke your move for
I
this?
think yes, I think so. I think
Okay.
that's a straight 2d6.
Yes.
All right, that's a 10.
So, Song, what does it look like when you are drunk under the table by Da Ming?
I will do what you ask. I will play the prank if I remember. You must remind me tomorrow if I forget.
Oh, I won't forget, don't worry.
But I have to go now. And she runs out into out the back way into the alley because he's sick for a moment. And then as he gets up from being sick, we hear kind of a whistle in a tune. And he turns around, there's a boy there, and his hand is out. And Song Tian frowns and says, "Tell my master that he is very good at drinking games, and he's a dragon tamer, and she should be very careful of him because he's very powerful. Now go." And then he runs back in. And then when he comes to see you, Da Ming, I think at that point he looks sheepish. And I think maybe I'd have to roll inner conflict
I
here
do. I think
on
since
the
you
entanglement.
have spoken indirectly to your mentor to tell them very
Lying things.
muddied
Drunken ravings
yes.
about dummying. All right. Let's see. Oh, I have to choose an element. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think it's gonna have to be fire, I guess. Because I'm being reckless. That's a negative one for me. All right. So I'm going to do negative one and I'm going to roll inner conflict.
So
Okay,
that,
so that is a six,
okay.
but I will Well, should I use my
You could burn a bond and then you could activate Hero Shed No Tears.
Okay, why don't I not burn a bond, put another Song Qian's about to lose it, and he calls on help from Gesheng Feng again. So
Okay.
put another pie on my thing.
Absolutely. Another tick on that
Tick on my
clock.
pie. Okay.
Now you still have to choose. Do you want to flee the scene
All right.
or mark that element?
I will mark the element.
Okay. So you keep yourself together, and as sheepish as you are able to kind of stay and converse with Da Ming here until eventually I assume you pass
Pass
out.
out, yeah. Everything goes black.
And actually, this
Oh,
just, yes.
does that trigger my other move, though? That's right.
So you rolled a hit. So you get Hero Shed No Tears. So you've only got one witness. You can
One
choose an
witness.
effect. If you want, you can always opt to not activate that.
Yeah. Is the little okay? Yeah, maybe I won't activate because it doesn't. None of them make sense, actually. So maybe I won't activate that.
Okay.
If yeah.
If you don't want to basically you don't want to upset them to throw them off, and so you can.
When it says plus one forward against them, does that mean it has to be kind of adversarial towards them?
It'd be a move targeting them.
A move
Like
targeting
it could
them.
be hearts and
But it could
minds.
be hearts and minds
Yeah.
or
Yeah.
comfort and support, it could be as well. Does that
Yeah,
work?
I think that certainly feels fair. It's just, that is a move targeting them. So if you want to take that plus one forward in that way, that seems
Okay,
right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, no, that actually makes a lot of sense. I think that's where we're going to stop. I think we're at a good kind of break point here with some things set up for the next day. Let's walk through Heartless. I think we interacted with both of your entanglements. We saw Moon Torn Heart, and we saw
Gandhi?
the Song Tian
Yeah.
Ganfei. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Yes.
that's 2 points and 1 point, so 3 points.
All right.
Song Tian, we saw your romantic and your general there.
Yeah.
So that's 3 points for you as well.
Okay.
I think Chao Lu, we just saw the general. We didn't have a chance to do the other one, but that's still 2 points. And then Da Ming, I think we saw both of yours, right? Interacted with it. So that's 3 points. And we will take up the next day with the. There's apparently some gathering going on, something happening with the dragon, all of this stuff potentially in the cards. I would like to do a quick stars and wishes if everybody's okay with that. Stars being things you like particularly, enjoy details, and wishes being anything you'd like to see more of or elements that you definitely want to get on the table for next time or after. Heartless.
Let's see here, stars. Santia, you were the most co cursed creature ever. And I love that when I tried to come to help, that you pushed me away in keeping with the theme. It was excellent. So, I'm looking forward to working out, I don't know, let's see. I am looking forward to working out how I deal with someone that I'm trying to help that is falling pranks on me. I've always been pretty kind. I don't understand these people. It is difficult. Da Ming, your wagers were great. So much story grist. It was just excellent. All kinds of opportunities popped up, people that we got to hear from that we wouldn't have otherwise. It was an excellent set of maneuvers, and you rolled well, and it was fun to watch. And I can't say your name. I can't remember your name now. So
Chalu.
Chalu, it is Chalu. It is.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That was what I was going to say, and then I'm like, no, that can't be right. Okay, so Chalu, the best. Great storytelling. You were making things up on the fly. It was super fun to be around in that. And you didn't make as many misses as the rest of us, but you certainly generated a ton of story and everything. So it was a joy and a delight. And I hope that you get some XP so you can enjoy moving along on this. I do want to say I did buy a move. So just because I did hit the thing, so I bought Demon Catcher.
Okay.
Okay. And that is particularly because you showed me that heart. So now I have to have some way to get that heart. So
Okay.
that's what that's about. Okay. But I also have to roll well. It's super fun. Wishes. Don't know. I always say better rolls, and then the bad rolls are really fun story too. So how about more rolls? Just more rolls. Always good.
All
That's
right.
my thing. No, I would like better rolls. So,
Monkey's
but
paw
yeah,
there a
a
little
monkey's
bit,
paw.
so
I would like to roll good occasionally. So.
fair enough. Song?
Let's see. Stars to everyone for the scene in the pub or in the tea house was fun, just to have us all kind of interacting together and seeing what we look like as a group. So that felt like it was really fleshing us out a lot. Let's see, stars to Chaolu. I love to see you squirm when your deceptions are about to be revealed. Still loving that. And you had a line that I wrote down here that was particularly eloquent, hardly a footnote in the story of their glory. So I loved that. Sherry, I loved the image of you going invisible with your shadow bun and the ink. That was really compelling, and so I really appreciated that. And of course, I appreciate all our scenes together. It's lovely to play off of you. And Elliot, you hadn't had too much to drink yet. That's what I wrote down here. And you seem to manage everything with aplomb, even though you're turning into kind of almost the eye of the hurricane in the stories to some extent, right? But you seem to be doing it with great, ease. That's what it looks like, and centeredness. And I love the gambling stuff. Wishes. Just more of the same. I'm just enjoying it. I'm
Okay.
enjoying being able to kind of feel my way through it all, and with the help and help with when I actually trigger moves, which I'm not so good at tracking. So,
I love a breezy series of bouncing NPC interactions. Like that is very much my what I enjoy it. And everybody was super fun with it, what everybody picked. So yeah. Chalu.
Yeah, I also want to start. I really love the description of Heartless's transformation. The going invisible was just super neat. And in that same vein, just like Heartless, like being the first one to sneak out of the pub scene, which also love the pub, the tea house scene, the four heroes gather. But the Celestial being the one to go sneak off first. And go be sneaky and duplicitous is just wonderful. Sort of in almost feels slightly inversion. But Elliot, star to you for just taking a off the cuff lie that I came up with in the moment last session and just continuing to run with it as far and hard with it as you can. Just absolutely fantastic. Gosh, what a wonderful lie that paid off in dividends. and actually like kept coming back throughout the whole session, and kept being like a through line, fantastic, generating so much good story. Well, I loved your Chao Yue. She feels like Chao Lu's sister, like a lot of the same mannerisms and a lot of the same sort of, I don't know, it's just, it's so good. It I really love how you're playing her. I really love the scene with Flickering Breath right there at the end. We suddenly went Cold War spy thriller, which was just a really fun, a really tense interaction. And even though the other players don't know it, that echoed moment from keeping the detection item in the sheath really made me happy. So thank you for doing that, or thank you for setting that up at least. And then I also really like the dramatic irony of Xiao Ming being really being right next to Chao Yue, and being like, oh, you're surrounded by, you know, shape-shifting evil cultivators and demons, and like there's one right next to you. Fantastic dramatic irony. I loved it. Yeah, and Song Qian putting two marks on the cursed clock. Bold move, love it. Live dangerously. There, yeah. So I just had a lot of fun this session. Wishes. Oh gosh. Feels like we're building to something with Flickering Breath. Let's ride that as far and hard as we can. Yeah, and I think that's kind of my big one for right now. Yeah, let's roll with that.
Da Ming.
Stars to Xiaolu and Heartless for both having very cool descriptions of these sneaky supernatural characters that are both very evocative but feel very different, and so really making these characters come to life in a distinct way. That's really fun to see. Sung Tian stars for setting up and walking into very cool inner conflicts, you know, finding opportunities to bring those out, and also for suggesting that Da Ming role in inner conflict, which is it wouldn't occur to me, but was totally appropriate, and really moved the story forward. And Ed Lolf stars for doing a great job of bringing all these NPCs into play. There are so many NPCs that we created last session, but they all popped up in ways that made, well, not all of them, but a number of them popped up in ways that made sense, and that was good to see that web of connections coming to life.
Yeah,
In
we
terms
got a couple where
of,
we still got to definitely bring in
yeah.
next time. I've got on my short list, but yeah.
In terms of, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think just more of the same. This was a really fun
Okay.
session that went pretty, that felt pretty breezy. So, just more of that.
Awesome. Thank you all so much. I really enjoyed this. I had a great time running. I loved everybody's action. So super, super awesome. I am going to stop the recording.